Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am living my journey of purpose that God has given to me. And I thank Him. I thank Him for that. I thank Him for that because, you know, you can wonder. The children of Israel, they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. An 11-day journey. They wandered for 40 years. And, you know, you can wander and wander, and time has all just passed you by, wondering what it is that you are to do on God's program. And I am so glad that I continue to search and ask God what it was that He would have me to do. And one day, standing at my job, the Lord told me who I am. And He told me that I am a customer service agent for Him. And what I do is service the souls. And the way that I service the souls is through encouraging souls, encouraging people everywhere I go. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The late missionary Maylors Monroe would always say people should be the better off for knowing us and not the worse. Have you ever met people that you were the better off for knowing them, but also met those that you were, after you met them and got to know them, you were not better off, but you were worse off? So, because we are believers, and because we are that example for others to see, the only Bible that others may ever read is our lives, then we have to put on the whole armor of God, and then we have to walk worthy of which we will call. So I am that customer service agent for Jesus, and that's exactly what I do, service the soul. God told me that, and so I am a soul winner, and I like that. And what I serve is soul food. I like that. I serve soul food. A soul winner serving soul food. Yes, I am a customer service agent for Jesus. So what other kind of food would I serve except soul food? No other food. I'm a practicing believer who practices living the Word of God. I practice the God habit so that I don't have to worry about bad habits. You know, the enemy can just crowd your mind with the stuff that you're doing right. Did you do this? And you condemn you with this. But if we stay with our mind stayed on him, what God promised, that he would keep us in perfect peace. So I practice the God habit so that I don't have to worry about all that other junk cluttering up my mind. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Fill it up on the word of God. How am I to live lined up with God's word? And that takes practice. Practice makes perfect. Practice until it becomes who I am. Thank you, Lord. Putting on the fruit of the Spirit. Thank you, God. That character that Jesus is, so shall I be. Thank you, God. So I'm practicing to be like Jesus. And we sing the song, want to be like Jesus, want to be like Jesus. So I do. So I'm practicing to be like him. So I am encouraged on today. I magnify God. I give him all of the glory. And I give God all of the praise. I thank him for this broadcast on today. I thank God for you on today. You listening in to God's word. It is beautiful to me. It is so beautiful to me. The word of God. And when we can see through his eyes, our lives, they are lived so much better. The journey gets sweet. Yes, I said that. The journey gets sweet. He said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste his word and see that word, the word of God, because it's him. And it's him living on the inside of us. So it's good. And I am so grateful that I have him in my life. And I'm so glad that I know him and I get to know him every day better through his word. And I thank God that I am known by him. Oh, yes, 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 yes. And I magnify God for that on today. I thank him for his favor, God's favor in my life. Favor with him and favor with man. Favor when I go out in the morning. Favor at noonday. And favor when I come in the evening. My children, my grandchildren, my husband, my friends are blessed. Blessed of the Lord. We're blessed in the name of Jesus. And I sure do thank God. And I magnify him for that on today. So I'm glad that you're here with me. And I praise God that something will be said to encourage you the more in this day and the days to come. It's one day at a time that we are taking. One day at a time. And God's grace. Yes, we have thorns, but God's grace for the thorns. Thank him for his grace on today. So I want you to come go with me, and we're going to have a word of prayer, and then we're going to get into this topic on today. Grace for your thorn. Grace. God's grace for your thorn. So bring your minds in. Whatever the situation is in your life, I want you to come on in with me, and let's come in to the oneness. And I touch and I agree with you. For whatever that thorn is in your life, I touch and agree for God's grace for you to endure, for you to go through to the other side. Not just start in, not just start out, but go through. That you'll go through, that God's grace will take you through. All right. All right, come on with me. Come on, I see you. Come on, come on with me. Bring your minds on in. Most gracious Father, on this afternoon, we sure do thank you, Lord. And we magnify you, God, for who you are, God. You are great and you're worthy of every one of our praises. And Father, we praised you day and night. It still would not be enough, God. You are great, Lord, and we thank you, Lord. Thank you for all that you do, God, all that you've already done, God, and all that you're about to do, God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your blood on today, God, your blood that covers on today, God. Thank you for it that covers our family, God, our children, our grandchildren, our great-grands, oh God, our husbands, our wives, our church family members, God, our pastor. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your blood covering them on today, God. And we magnify you, God. You're great, and you're so worthy of our praises. And we give that to you on today. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. We serve a mighty God on today. And we thank you for that, Lord. In the name of Jesus, our thorns are not greater than our God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Our God is greater than any thorn that can come or be in our lives. His grace, God's grace. Thank you for your grace on today, God, for the thorns that are in our lives, God. And we magnify you for that, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you would forgive us if we've done, said, thought, acted in any way, God, that is displeasing to you. And we thank you for that, Lord. Father, we ask today that you would go in to the homes of your people right now, God, where there is no peace, God, where there's disturbance, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Go there, Lord, and be in the midst, God. We speak peace, be still, in the name of Jesus, in the homes of your people, Lord, in your name right now. Go in the hospital, God. Walk up and down those hallways. Visit those rooms, God. Your anointing, God, in those places, God, in the name of Jesus, all over the world, God, in the name of Jesus. Go there, Lord. Thank you for prayer on this morning, God, for prayer travels across the ocean, across the sea. It doesn't matter where it is. Prayer, go there in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. We ask that you would go in the nursing homes, God. Visit your elderly people, God. Go there with them. Be there, Lord. Encourage their hearts on today, God, in the name of Jesus. Encourage them today. Father, in you, you know how, God. Do it for your glory and do it for your praise, for your honor, God, in the name of Jesus. And give us, God, your representatives, give us, God, how to do, God, with your people, Lord, what to do, when to do, how much to do, God, in the name of Jesus. Give us how, God, in your name on today, Father. Teach us how to pray, Lord, in your name today, God. Teach us, God, in your name today, God. Would you look on the bereaved families today? And, Father, would you encourage their heart? You, the only one, God, that know how to encourage a heart, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Would you look on Mother Binder's family, God, and encourage them, Lord. Bless them, God. Be with them, God. Mend their hearts, God, in the name of Jesus. It's only you can do it, God. And we thank you for it right now. Look on our pastors, God. My pastor, Elder Mitchell, God. Look on him, God, and bless him, God. Give him what you would have him to do, God, in the name of Jesus. The pastors everywhere that has a door open for church, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Those that are truly after your heart, God, to do your work, God, do your will, God, in the name of Jesus. Would you bless them today? The ministers, the elders, the bishops, God, our mothers, oh God, in Zion, Lord, in the name of Jesus, bless them on today, God. The lay people, God, bless them all, God. the saints. Look on them today, God. Look on the saints today, God. Encourage their hearts to hold out, God. Hold out for you soon to come, God, in the name of Jesus. And we want to be ready. We want to be ready, Lord. When you call our names, oh God, we want to be ready. We want to be emptied up of all of the things, God, that you have given us to do. And we magnify you now, God. And we thank you, Lord. Thank you for this prayer, God. Thank you for my sister and my brother that's listening in on today, God, that need to be encouraged. Touch them right now, God. Touch right now, God. You said, while we pray, Lord, whatsoever things ye desire, that when we pray, believe that we receive them and we shall have them. Mark the 11th chapter. And we believe it today, God, that we receive what we've asked in the prayer. Bless the finances, God. The finances of your people, Lord, of our churches, God. Bless the finances, God, in our homes, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. And we magnify you now, God, for manifestation, God. We await, God, manifestation in the name of Jesus. And Father, you said if we would acknowledge you in all of our ways and our doings, that you would direct us. Thank you for direction on today. In Jesus' name, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Amen and amen. We praise God. We praise God for prayer on today. But prayer is always in order. Man ought to always pray and never faint. It's not time for fainting, but it is time to pray. It's always time. It's always in order. It's always in order. That's why we carry our phones in our bosom. Yes, we have a hotline to Jesus. Our phone, the prayer, is our communication with God. And if you keep your phone with you, you can call him up anytime because he's never too busy. He's never too busy. And he always answers his own phone. So if you call Jesus up, you're not going to have to worry about getting a busy signal. You're not going to have to worry about getting a party line. And you're not going to have to worry about the secretary answering the phone. But you're going to get Jesus. How about that if we call him up? So let's pray. It's praying time. If there ever was a time that we need to pray, it is now. So let's pray and praise and magnify God, who's the only one that can help us. And that's the one that we're looking to. He's our leader. He's our leader. I don't care what these others did, but he is our leader, our source. It's God. Yes, and I thank him for it on today. Now, if you would like a motivation encourager to come to your meeting, you can email me at mgreen60818@yahoo.in. If you want to have a prayer request and you would like for us to pray with you or for you, you can go to my website, www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and you can leave your request there. You can also check out the books that the Lord has blessed me to write up under products. Check them out. Check me out. And check out the show every Wednesday at 2 p.m. I am live and in living color. And if you have a testimony that you want to share about the goodness of God, you can call in and share it. You can call in and you can share that testimony at 347-850-8928 and share. I love sharing. I remember when when they told me that now that you're saved, you need to a witness to others. And I told God, Lord, that word is too big for me. I need a word to fit me. And the Lord gave me share. And ever since then, that's exactly what I do. I share him. I share him. Anything that is good to you, you want to share it. When I find a good sale at Randall's or H-E-B or wherever, I run and tell it because I want everybody that I know to get in on this good sale. So what about Jesus? Why wouldn't I share the good news? And it's good news. It's good news about him. All right? All right. So our topic on today, grace for your thorn. Grace for your thorn. And we're talking about Paul today. Paul wrote this, and he talked about it, about the thorn that was in his side. And our scripture is coming today from 2 Corinthians 12, 7 through 11. And I want you to read that. I want you to read that for yourself about Paul's thorn that was in his side. Now, the definition, it said a thorn is anything troublesome. And I looked this up in the Bible dictionary, and it says a thorn is anything troublesome. Huh, that's something to think about, huh? Because do you have anything that's troubling you, that's troublesome? Well, could be a thorn, huh? Could be a thorn. St. Paul had a thorn in the flesh. 2 Corinthians 12, and that's the scriptures that we're talking from. But also Numbers 33 and 4 in scripture says, great difficulties and impediments I will hedge up thy way with thorns. Hosea, worldly cares. This is still talking about the thorn. Worldly cares, things which prevent the growth of good principles. Matthew 13. Worldly cares can become a thorn. Huh. Had you ever thought about that? That worldly things, worldly cares, which worry, huh, can become a thorn. Things which prevent the growth. Is anything preventing your growth? Is anything preventing growth in your life? Preventing you from getting closer to the Lord? From you doing right? From you standing on God's word? For you living God's word? Is anything hindering you, stopping you? It may be a thorn. It may be a thorn. It says, so you might want to think about that. Think about grace for the thorn. I told you what a thorn is. And you know that grace is the free and unmerited favor of God. Grace, God's grace, his unmerited favor. His favor is so long and is forever. God's favor. That's what I love. I praise him every morning for his favor. His favor that goes out before me and make crooked ways straight. It might have was going to be crooked, but the favor, the unmerited favor of God goes out. Straighten that crooked way. Straighten it out. As manifested in the salvation of sinners and the bestowal of blessings. God is a God of blessings. Said every time I turn around, I think it's the Williams brother that sing that. It's a blessing over here, a blessing over there, a blessing right there. Every time I turn around, God is blessing me. Grace for your thorn. So think about that. You think about putting God's unmerited favor on your thorn, on that thorn, whatever that problem, that situation that's troubling you. It's troublesome. Put God's grace on it. Tell God about it and allow him to put his unmerited favor. Woo! Woo! Favor of the Lord, the favor of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And so 2 Corinthians, that's 12:7-11. For yourself, read it for yourself, and let it encourage you to keep your eyes on the prize. That's what Paul said. Keep your eyes on the prize. We got to keep our eyes on the prize because we have an adversary. I tell you, we have an adversary that do not want us to win. He don't want us to have the prize. Oh, but we've got to keep our eyes on the prize and know that grace for our thorns. Because 1 Peter 5:8-9 says, be sober. And that's what we've got to be. Be vigilant. Because our adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, he walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith. We have got to resist the devil. He said, the word said, submit to God. Submit to God. We've got to submit to God before we can resist him. Because we can't resist him in our own selves, but with the power of the Holy Ghost when we submit to God. Woo! My God, who resists steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Let us be encouraged as we run this race. Remember that we are not alone, and God knows what's best for us, just as he knew what was best for Paul. We are in this race, grace for our thorns. And I think that Paul, he said that this grace, he said in that 7th verse, unless I should be exalted above measure, through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh. So Paul was having revelations from God, of abundance of revelation. And so that he did not get above himself, to think that it was him, or think that he was God, because God was showing him these miraculous revelations, that God, it says that, it was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. See, Paul talked to the Lord in prayer. He talked to him and asked him to take it away from him. Three times. He asked God to do that. So sometimes we've asked God, so we may as well go ahead on and live. If he haven't done it, go ahead on and live. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. My unmerited favor is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Our strength, when we are weak, yet are we strong, because he lives within us. So our strength is made perfect. God's strength is made perfect in our weaknesses. Most gladly, therefore, would I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. So we've got to glory in the things of the Lord. So read that for yourself. Read it for yourself and know that grace for your thorn. Grace for your thorn. All right.